Central Illinois farmers are no strangers to cooperatives, becoming a part owner of something that brings back something of value. But a new initiative that involves NASA is asking farmers to pony up something very closely held: their data, all the ones and zeros that a modern high-tech farm produces. I spoke with Dr. Laura Gentry, the Director of Water Quality Research at the Illinois Corn Growers Association, about the new Farmer Data Cooperative and what it means for producers, consumers, and data geeks.
So this is a lot like the standard agricultural cooperatives that farmers are very familiar with, in which they pay in with an investment, usually a cash investment. That's one difference between the data co-op and a standard cooperative. They buy in, and then they're part owners in it, and they get to have direction over decisions that are made, and they get to have input into what's useful or not useful, into management and in this case, the idea is that we are working with these world-class researchers from the University of Illinois, and we have access to a really unique data set from NASA, and the farmers have this opportunity to work with great data and great researchers to help them to produce the types of technologies that are the most useful to them.
So what kind of valuable data is generated on a modern farm?
Oh, we generate so much data on farms today. Many farmers are not making great use of the data that they're generating, which is one of the reasons that we saw great value in a program like this. But we have farmers that are collecting, of course, yield information from the combines as they run through their fields in the fall. We have variable rate seeding technology, so farmers can decide different seeding rates as they're planting fields based on the soil's capacity to produce crops. We have variable rate fertilizer technology so that farmers can put down more fertilizer in some areas than in other areas based on the soil availability that's already there, and they can do it on the fly as they're moving through the fields. There's auto steer technology. We have so much technology. And then we have sensor data as well that's being used to help farmers make these decisions about what is the appropriate and most efficient ways to fertilize or to seed, what hybrids even to select. We have so much technology. And so bringing all of that together, though, in a way that's digestible for farmers and that results in technology that improves efficiencies. And we see the real value in the university system and in researchers from the universities in this, in that these may not be readily commercializable types of products that we'll be producing, but they would have tremendous impacts in helping farmers to be the most efficient and to have the least waste. So we're talking about reducing nutrient losses, for instance, or reducing greenhouse gas emissions by improving and reducing the number of passes that they need to make, so improving efficiencies there.
And so if I'm a farmer, the data that I'm supplying and bringing into this cooperative, is that sort of like my ticket in? That's sort of like me buying into the thing, is me supplying my data?
That's correct. It may not seem like much to you, but it's actually a really big deal both to the farmer who's contributing the data, and it's also a big deal to the researchers who have a really difficult time getting on-farm data because there are so many laws, regulations around confidentiality that a lot of our equipment manufacturers, of course, have to adhere to whenever they put this instrumentation on the different pieces of equipment. And sometimes farmers are very hesitant to make their data readily available to, say, a public university or to any kind of a research institution or anybody who might be using it for their own profit or to sell more product back to the farmer. So data is very powerful, and farmers recognize that. They also recognize the potential for it to even be used against them in some cases, and that has been done, unfortunately. So farmers can be a bit wary about sharing data and with whom they share their data. And so as the Illinois Corn Growers, we have special relationships with researchers that we know have the best interests of the farmers at heart and the best interests of the environment and improving efficiencies. And those are the researchers that we are working with here. And those researchers see a lot of value in having on-farm data so that they can, as they're getting input from farmers to develop these new technologies, they then have the on-farm data to use to calibrate and validate and improve these technologies to make them more and more valuable for the farmers that use them.
That's Dr. Laura Gentry, the Director of Water Quality Research at the Illinois Corn Growers Association, speaking about their new Farmer Data Cooperative.